While that's floating, I'll take this opportunity to introduce Cornell Sprinkle and Piltrometer. I'm going to take a minute to just kind of hold this up and kind of describe it before we even get to the poster I have on the slide. So what this is, it's a portable device which has a bunch of coiled tubes in the bottom, 129 exactly. We make holds about 5 gallons of water, and it works on a Marriott system. There's a sliding tube here. This tube slides up and down on the stopper. This is called the air entry tube. So in fact, this is a bottle that closes pinch clamp at the top. It will not drip. But if I open this pinch clamp and slide the tube at whatever height I desire, I can get a different drip rate. So what it is, it's a drip generator. And it's a constant drip generator until it runs out of water. And the drips are of uniform size and distribution. So it's got a lot of uses. I'm going to talk about two of them today. And just kind of, I thought it would be a good fit for this one. Okay. So this is a little hard to read, I apologize. I'd like to just focus on the top part of this slide. A few issues here. I mentioned before, it delivers uniform drops, an adjustable constant rate. It's highly portable, fairly conservative for water use. Any of you that have ever done infiltration measurements know that it requires a lot of water. This, for 5 gallons of water, you can get quite a few readings. It's very useful in demonstration. So for research, I'm going to describe both research and demonstration uses of this. Later, so it's soil response to rainfall. And we've developed testing protocols, of course, for research which we published. And what we thought was so novel about this when we first designed it was in blue here, for field infiltrability, it wets the soil in a natural manner. As you know, most infiltration measurements use what we would call instantaneous ponding, where we pour water into a ring until that's the water level goes down. That's not very, very natural, and that can affect the soil surface with slaking and damaging the soil. So this is an alternative to that. It allows for some calculations of some other features of infiltration, as you see here. I've reduced this slide onto some other slides. This is the base unit, of course, showing that air entry tube, kind of the secret behind it. You see some researchers on the side there, taking two readings at once. An idea of a sort of scale. At the bottom, you see the field equipment necessary. All this fits in a single 5 gallon pail. So typically, we have an accessory person kind of running water, keeping people filled up with water. And all the other apparatus can fit into a pail and travel with you as you move from position to position. Kind of a schematic diagram. Infiltrometer at the top, driven at a constant rate, R. At the soil surface, the water has an opportunity to either infiltrate or run off through the hole inside of the ring. And then by simple difference, we can get the intake rate. Drip rate is constant, intake rate is the difference from runoff rate. Okay, a lot of our research, we're looking at how tillage affects soil structure. In particular, how does it affect infiltration rate? How does surface phenomenon, as you know, various surface affect infiltration? But we can use this sort of technique, of course, to discriminate between the sort of management. One thing we did notice, though, which is of interest, is this plow tilled soil there for 15 continuous years when this picture was taken. You can see the structure of the soil surface here. Inside the ring, after 10 centimeters of water drops were delivered, in 30 minutes, you see the soil surface has changed. It's kind of slate, it's kind of melted down, probably changed the infiltration rate. We can determine that from the depth. From looking at that, we were then part of, I should say, the soil health idea was kind of lurking in the back of our minds. And so we thought, well, perhaps we could use this for wet aggregate stability testing. Particular macro aggregates. We saw how the aggregates would break the break down even after 30 minutes of simulated rainfall. So in fact, we'll use this apparatus, a larger version or a smaller version, for wet aggregate stability testing in the Cornell soil health test. And again, this slide is just being broken down now. Sorry, the poster being broken down on these slides. So this is a monster version of this unit in our soil health lab. You see it on the right there hanging. Actually, we can test 4 8-inch sieves at the same time. It's a 24-inch diameter. Just a monster version of this. And what you see here are these macro aggregates from 2 to 0.25 millimeters, cast one layer thick across a 0.25 millimeter sieve, number 60. And we suspend the unit half a meter above these drums and set the rainfall rate, which is constant, to 1.25 centimeters in 5 minutes. That's the equivalent of 15 centimeters an hour. And we know the total energy delivered in our 5 minute test. And we can, just by a simple difference, we weigh the soil before we put it on. We collect the soil in a filter, these little filters here inside the funnel, and dry it overnight. And then by difference, we can see the percent soil has failed in this test. And we also like this test in the field. We take this to all sorts of demonstrations to growers, where we'll take soil from a known field and under the fence, and run them side by side, right in front of the grower, and be able to kind of show them these concepts that we describe at great length in the research. But if it's there right before them, they can see these aggregates melting, or not, as management would have. So I'll be in the back corner here at the end to do what dry demonstrations I can.
Okay, Bob, thank you.